أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون، هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون، لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون، سلام قولا من رب الرحيم، صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the remorse and the regret of the disbelievers, the mujrimeen, the sinners, those that will stand on the day of Qiyamah and they will ask the question, Ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina, destruction be upon us who has got us up from our resting places. Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman wa sadaqa al-mursalun. And in response to that, it will be told to them that this is what ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, has promised, and the messengers, the prophets, the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, has spoken the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, In kanat illa sayhatan wahida, it shall just be one single cry. In other words, just one blowing of the trumpet. Faida hum jami'ul ladayna muhdarun, then at that very moment, all of them will present themselves before us, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala implies a few things. One is this, that for man to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, just the blowing of one trumpet, one screeching cry, and everybody will be resurrected, and everyone will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shows the power and the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah says, فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ, that there is no one that will be able to escape the accountability. There is no one who is not going to get up from his qabr. There is no one that's not going to be resurrected. There is no one that's going to go anywhere else but come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the plains of resurrection. In other words, there is absolutely no escape whatsoever. Each and every individual is going to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without any exception whatsoever. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, Allah says on that day, no soul will be transgressed upon, no soul will be wronged. In other words, insofar as the hisab and the kitab is concerned, the reckoning, that itself will be 100% accurate. And then insofar as the jaza is concerned, insofar as the recompense is concerned for the ills that man has done, there is nobody that will be oppressed and will be punished more than he is supposed to be punished. Each person's punishment will be equal 100%. And at the same time, وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and no soul shall be recompensed except what he had done as per the deed. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense. Insofar as the ill deeds are concerned, nobody will get a worse punishment that he deserves. And insofar as the good deeds are concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the full reward for each and every good deed that a person had carried out. Now we said this before, one is the adal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the adal, the justice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the justice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in which there is absolutely no fault, no blemish whatsoever. And the other is the fadl of Allah, that is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so wills, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah is not answerable to anyone. That is the pure fadl and the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What you and I should make dua for and what we should always hope for is not the justice of Allah, but it is the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the grace of Allah, there is forgiveness. In the grace of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant more than what we deserve, because we are not really deserving. If we want the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then if our book of deeds are opened, what deed can we place in the courts of Allah? Which salat is worthy of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which tilawat of ours is worthy of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Absolutely nothing. If Allah ta'ala takes us to task for one ill deed, we will be totally doomed and destroyed. So hence, we should be hoping for the grace and the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described the hasrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the remorse and the regret of the disbelievers and the mujrimeen. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the people of Jannah. Allah says, Inna ashab al jannati al yawma fi shughulin faakihun, that on that day the people of Jannah will be indulging in their activities of talking and pleasantness. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either refers to the day of Qiyamah, or according to some like Ibn Kathir and others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Jannah after the reckoning, after the Hisab and the Kitab. After the Hisab and the Kitab, the people of Jannah, they will go to Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fi shughul. Shughul means in actual fact occupation. Whilst the disbelievers, the mujrimeen, they will be occupied in their own hasrat, their own grief, their own sorrow. The occupation of the people of Jannah will be just to rejoice and happiness. There will be no other occupation of theirs whatsoever, but they will be busy in their rejoicing and in their happiness, talking happily to each other. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauty of the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that on the day of Qiyamah also, they will not have too much to worry about. And then beyond that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them innumerable favors. No worry, no sorry. Some ulama have said that they will not even be worried at this stage of the people of Jahannam also, that who is gone into Jahannam, because they will be rejoicing that eternal victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. Hum wa azwajuhum fi dhilalin ala al-ara'iki muttaki'un. They and their spouses. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of both the husband and wife, both the spouses. Obviously, if both of them were in a state of iman, both of them were in a state of amal and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah says, fi zilal, they will be in the shades of the huge trees in Jannah. Alal ara'ik, Allah Rabbul Izzah says that they will be on couches. And here some have stated, like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that these will not be ordinary couches like the couches of this world, but they will be beds with canopies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them because of ikram, because that is the beds of royalty in this world. And of course, that will be the bed of ikram on the day of Qiyamah. Some like Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has stated, it will not be ordinary couches like this world, but there will be thrones. Each one will have his own throne, muttaki'un, and they will be reclining against it. Because in this world, they had made sabr. In this world, they endured. They kept their backs free of their beds. They kept their backs free of rest. But they were only concerned in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a Muslim, there may not be rest in this world, but definitely there is rest in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledges their effort and the mehnat they made for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this part of the ni'mats of Jannah first over all, above all the other ni'mats of Jannah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that your efforts have been appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahum fiha faakihatun walahum ma yadda'un. And for them will be the faakiha, the fruits of Jannah. Now on the one hand, the fruits of Jannah will be available to them, and they will be able to eat from whatever they desire. They will be able to eat. All of it will be available to them. In this world, they kept away from haram. In this world, they kept away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were limitations and restrictions in this world, and they fulfilled it happily, knowing that it is the command of Allah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill their pleasures. Allah will fulfill their joys, and whatever their desire is, وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ, and whatever they call for, all that will be available to them. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say walahum ma yas'alun, that for them is what they ask for, because there is no asking. For there, whatever there is the desire in the heart, all of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make available. We fulfill the desires of Allah in this world, in the hereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill our desires. So here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us just a glimpse of what the Ahle Jannah, the kind of happiness, the kind of rejoicing, the kind of sustenance, the kind of ikram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it a reality for us also. The simple way for us to do it is keep our gaze on the ni'mats of Allah in the hereafter. Fulfill the commandments of Allah here, and inshallah Allah ta'ala will grant us whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.